Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Saying the other day that like he's Trump level entertaining, you know, like he's up there.
I don't know if I would put him on Trump's level as entertainment. He's certainly as despicable of a human being as Donald Trump, but Trump entertains me more with his shenanigans. Like Trump, I feel like knows what he is, where Musk thinks he's genuinely trying to make the world a better place, and I don't think Trump believes that.
Could be. I mean, I feel like
Trump's trying to make the world a better place for Trump.
And Musk, you know, maybe that's an interesting assessment there. I think Musk certainly knows what he is in that he is a troll. He knows how to troll. Like, he knows how to get reactions from the people who hate him.
He does. But my sense
and
of...
And so does Trump.
Yes, yeah. They're both very good at that, and that's the mark of a good troll, right, mm-hmm. dude? That's what we trolls do, is we get reactions from other people, and that tells us whether or not we were successful at whatever we were trying to do.
Right.
However, I feel like Musk's biggest downfall at the moment isn't necessarily being entertaining or not entertaining. It's that I think he's bitten off more than he can chew with Twitter.
Really?
Yeah, and I think the reality of trying to run a company of this scope and this magnitude is setting in on it. And I think he's unqualified for it. Based on,
I mean, he's come in there, he's cleaned house, he's wiped out at least more than half at this point. It was half initially, and then hundreds more apparently resigned when he gave them the ultimatum a couple of weeks ago. Said basically, you're either going to come to work or you're going to resign. And people they didn't want to come to work, so they're gone now. So we're probably at, like, you know, a third or 40% or something like that of the previous 7,500 employees.
But I mean, the U.S. government's not dying tonight either, and I wouldn't say that they're doing a very good job of managing their own affairs. That's sort of how I see Twitter, is that Twitter's not a
hate. How can he do worse than what Twitter was doing? I mean,
I don't think he can. Well, I'm not sure.
For all the negativity, right? For all the negativity directed towards Elon Musk over purchasing Twitter, most of it's coming from the left, because now they don't have their, you know, essentially an echo chamber anymore. They're mad because Musk is letting right-wing people back onto Twitter, and that's ultimately where the frustration and all these anti-Twitter articles are coming from. They're on the attack against
it. This is just silliness on their part. There's a really simple solution here. When you see one of these people and you don't like what they have to say because you think it's bigoted or you think it's evil or racist or whatever, you click these little dots next to their name,
right,
and then you click block. And then they go away forever. Yeah. You never have to see them again.
It's that simple.
It's the miraculous technology that we have
that
at our
doesn't
fingertips.
Stop them from being butthurt about the fact that those people, again, are platformed. Even though they themselves block their accounts, they are just mad.
That's obsession.
Other people who can see them.
Right? That's obsession levels of psychotic, though, isn't it? I mean,
well, yeah.
If I don't see them, I don't hear them, and there's no way for me to see or hear them, and it pisses me off that they continue to have the ability to speak, even though I'm not exposed to what they're saying. That means I'm obsessed with them.
Yes.
They're living in my head rent-free, and I need to learn how to live a productive life that isn't based around hatred.
So, I mean, there's been a lot of negativity around Elon Musk's takeover, and the press has taken every opportunity to report on anything that they consider to be negative. But again, the company was losing $4 million a day prior to Musk's takeover. If he slashed half of the staff or more, this point. That's going to cut the spend down somewhat. Now,
absolutely.
Also, they have lost some advertisers, apparently, including Apple. And we're going to get into Apple here in a moment. But
there's plenty of advertisers. I mean, there will always be someone who wants to advertise with a right-wing company. And Twitter, I don't think, is right-wing. And Musk isn't right-wing. That's the perception that's being created. And there will always be people like the MyPillow guy who will advertise with people like that. And Chick-fil-A will certainly love it.
That's true.
I think, to be succinct about it, I liken the entire thing to a new U.S. president coming in. Like, okay, Biden screwed up the country, but that's okay. We're going to vote in this new guy, DeSantis. And I know that it's still going to continue collapsing under DeSantis, just like it's doing under Biden and just like it did under Trump. I mean, that's Musk being in control of Twitter now. It's going to continue collapsing, probably in new and different ways.
If you believe Musk, the numbers are up. The number of sign-ups are up. Yeah. The amount of usage of the system is up.
But if I had reason to believe that the Hindenburg, as I was watching it go up, was going to, you know, explode and there was going to be this catastrophic accident, I would also be, you know, filming it. I would be there. I would not just leave the place to go do something else. That's sort of what Twitter is. It's the Hindenburg. It's taking off, and I'm here to watch the explosion.
Okay, but you're still on Twitter.
Yes. I'm here to watch the explosion.
When you say it's going to explode, what do you...
I don't think it's going to explode. I mean, that's obviously just, you know, where the metaphor begins to break down, but... Most recently, I was thinking about the fact that Musk went in and he turned off all of the extraneous Twitter services. And I can't remember any of them by name, but it was related to two-factor authentication and just every other service that wasn't directly related to tweeting something and it being in someone's feed.
Okay.
And I understand the reason for this, and this is what caused me to think about it. This is sort of what you would want to do if you went into a company and there was networking equipment everywhere and IP address conflicts. Yes, you turn everything off and you turn things back on as you find out that you need them.
Right.
And Twitter had all sorts of things that they did not need.
Mm-hmm. The site's not broken. It's working.
It was briefly. And it's breaking in various ways for different people. It's not all the time, but two-factor authentication, if you received an SMS code upon trying to log in, that was broken for people briefly because that was one of the machines he turned off.
Okay.
And I understand it. That was a really good way, a definitive way of finding out everything that isn't needed. If, you know, 2 weeks passes and you haven't turned on that machine, then you don't need that machine. You're going to save some money and some development costs and all of that. But I would do that with a certain level of client. My $45 billion client, I don't think that's necessarily the way to go with managing a company.
Well, see, that's
scale.
The other difference between Trump and Elon Musk is $45 billion, it's a lot, but it's not going to sink him. And Trump, he's like a millionaire, right? Like I don't think he's a billionaire guy. As much as he might want to be. I don't think he's gotten there because he's not as good at business. He's not as good at business. Like they say about Trump that he basically inherited a lot of his business and his money from his dad. And that was the guy who was good at doing business. And Trump, he's good at just getting attention for Trump. Musk is good at doing attention, and the guy can run a business. Whether or not we agree with him going after subsidies from the state, I think that's the biggest critique of Musk's business, you know, approach.
I don't know. I'm not entirely sure he can run a business. And, you know, this is all hearsay, but I read things written by former Tesla employees and other companies, SpaceX, who the reason that SpaceX is successful, they say, is because it was already successful and Elon Musk just hasn't made any notable changes to it.
Did he buy that company? I didn't know that. Oh, okay.
And you have something similar going on with Tesla, except you have the upper management who just know how to handle and deal. They're like handlers for Elon Musk. And according to this one employee, almost everything that the upper management people did was just they were employed basically to handle Elon Musk and to keep his tantrums at bay and to keep his crazy whimsical decisions from, you know, sinking the company overnight when he goes, you know what, let's sink $30 billion into this.
Okay.
That's the allegation. I don't know if it's true or not. Like I said, it's just hearsay, but
whenever you're dealing with an ex-employee, you might have some sour grapes on your hands.
Yeah.
Right? There's always that possibility.
But I do know someone who works for Tesla, and they refuse, they do everything they can to get out of any meeting where Musk is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are cases where he'll point at you and he'll ask you a question. If he doesn't like your answer, he'll fire you on the spot. And that doesn't reek of being a good business person to me.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 60. Well,
He's got more money than I do, so what do I know?
Regardless of what you think about how he runs his business, he's running it how he wants to, and I have an appreciation for that. He's now calling out Apple, and we'll get into the Twitter versus Apple situation coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
That's 603-283-6160. And by the way, I want to say thanks to Bitcoin.com, longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. If you're interested in learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, head over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and they will help you with some handy introductory videos that will keep you in the loop with what you need to know about the world of cryptocurrency, the basics like decentralization and permissionless money, being able to send value basically instantaneously to anybody anywhere in the world. You really ought to learn the basics before you decide to do something like buy some Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash. And you can do that by clicking Get Started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com. If you are not brand new to cryptocurrency, you can get their latest headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. They do a great job of covering the industry there. That's news.bitcoin.com. We're talking about Elon Musk versus Apple. We are picking a big fight.
Real quick, I'd like to point out, Conan isn't here because of last week's episode.
He's temporarily.
He's busy.
He's not quick.
I know, that's what yeah. I phrased that badly. Yeah. He's not here because
he's working at a different thing. And
I was trying to say that he had not quit. He was just doing the thing he does every winter. That's what I was trying to say.
He worked in the post office.
You know, after last week and his frustration, people might be sitting out there thinking, Conan just decided he wasn't coming back. No, it's nothing like that.
No, we're very professional with Conan. When he loses it on the air, we still love him.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic.
All good. Yeah, that was really entertaining. We'll get Conan back, I'm sure, after the holiday season wraps up. But so we're talking about Elon Musk, and he's now going up against one of the biggest tech behemoths out there, Apple Computer. Elon Musk has thrown down the gauntlet against Apple. And I don't know if you saw what happened, Aria, the other day. I think it was yesterday.
Something like Apple refused to advertise on Twitter, and I think they wanted Twitter to make changes in order to get onto the Apple Store, which ended up leading to Elon Musk retweeting Library, who had experienced something different or similar, but Library, it turned out, ended up bowing to Twitter's demand, to Apple's demands, if I recall correctly, and Elon Musk is essentially saying that he won't bow to these demands.
Yeah, so he said,
Elon Musk is a fool for doing this. Parler, or maybe it was Gab, I don't remember which one, it was the fastest growing social media site in the world. It came out of nowhere, and it was the number one downloaded app on the Apple Store and the Google Store, and then suddenly it was gone. Almost overnight, big tech colluded together to just destroy this platform. And it still exists. Don't get me wrong.
Kanye West bought it.
Yeah. Well, go him. So it still exists. But it could have been so much bigger, so much more powerful than
the thing is. I mean, why would you want to compromise for these people?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I just, it's a bad business decision, I think, for him. And,
well, I mean, look, I get why. I'll answer the question as to why, right? The reason why Library, which at the time I believed owned Odyssey, they've now since split off. We talk a lot about both Library and Odyssey over the years here on the show. Library is a decentralized file sharing protocol, basically, and it is our media sharing protocol, and it's really brilliant and awesome, and we're big fans of it here. We post our videos on Library. And Odyssey is a platform that has behind the scenes, it has the Library protocol. Odyssey also has a centralized distribution network as well, so it sort of mixes both of those worlds into the same app. But anyway, Odyssey had an iPhone app, and Apple came to them and said, hey, look, you want to stay on our platform, which, of course, is a very popular platform, right? You want to stay on our platform, you are going to have to start censoring things. And so Library said, well, we do want to stay on your platform. So they did go ahead and censor the things that they asked them to censor. And it was Library's post about that Elon Musk had shared yesterday, where Library explained that during COVID, Apple demanded that our apps filter some search terms from being returned. If we did not filter the terms, our apps would not be allowed in the store. Apple may make good products, but they have been opposed to free speech for some time.
That's so appalling. And I mean, I get it.
Why are you appalled by that?
If Apple is so hell-bent on not allowing these search terms, then the way to do that would be to counter that information instead of attempting to forbid people from getting it. And I get it. It's Apple's platform. It's their company. They can do that if they want. But I think it's a disgusting attitude for them to have.
It is. And that's why Elon Musk had the right to call them out for it.
Absolutely.
Publicized this. And so he publicized Library, and then he actually asked them further in the threats. He responded to, he shared Library. Library then responded to him or whatever, and they he said, what terms? He said, Apple disallowed, this Library saying this, Apple disallowed almost anything related to COVID, especially vaccines or human origins of the virus. We had to build a list of over 20 terms to not show results for only on Apple devices. So you could go on Odyssey and search for these things on your computer.
That would be why we never experienced this.
Right. Or you could do it, in theory, on Android as well, if they had the app out at that time. I'm not sure. There was some time where they didn't have an Android app at all because they were waiting for Google to approve it or something like that. But you could still use their website, and those restrictions weren't present. But Apple's app was essentially crippled for Library. And they did it because they didn't want to not be there, right? And the same thing's true of Telegram. If you remember hearing about Telegram, they had to admit at one point that Apple had done the same thing to them, where they said, yeah, we'll let you on the platform, but you have to forbid people from being able to access certain types of rooms, whatever those might have been, certain political rooms or file sharing rooms or whatever they were. So companies are doing this all the time. It's just you don't get to hear about it very often because, well, it's embarrassing.
You know? It is. And, you know, I think I said it was detestable, or I don't remember what exact word I used. However, this way it's not as bad as I initially thought when I heard this. I would have assumed that Odyssey had to make these changes just in general across their entire platform. Knowing that it was just the Apple version, that's still bad.
It's bad.
And it's still detestable. But it means that every other version of Odyssey is superior to the one people can find on Apple.
Correct.
And I hope that in the long run, knowing that their content is being censored will cause people to flee Apple and its platform and migrate to ones that are more open and more tolerant.
Yeah, I mean, I was telling Bonnie the other night that, you know, one of the reasons why I will never use an Apple product like this is because they have total central control over the applications that you can install. Whether you like it or not, with Google products, they're not perfect. I'm not a Google fanboy or anything like that. But at the very least, the Android system has the ability to install non-Google-approved stuff.
They do. You can download them directly from your browser. It takes a few button clicks.
Right. You don't have to go through the Play Store, which on Apple you have to go through their App Store in order to get anything. There's no other way to do it unless you, quote-unquote, jailbreak the iPhone, and I don't know what that entails, and it's certainly not something the average person can do, and what that opens up, I'm not sure. But with Google, you don't have to break, quote-unquote, anything. You just have to turn a security feature off, and then it will let you install something from somewhere else. Now, that's risky, right? Like, the downside to that is if you're an idiot and you install something from somewhere you don't know where it's coming from, you may be installing some sort of malware or some kind of virus or whatever. But if you're not a fool, then it's usually pretty good way to get some interesting things, like NewPipe, which plays YouTube videos with.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. men's soccer team is advancing to the knockout stage at the World Cup in Qatar. They beat Iran 1-0 Tuesday in their final group game. A first-half goal from Christian Pulisic sealed the win for the Americans. It sets up a round of 16 matchup against the Netherlands on Saturday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that House lawmakers will take up legislation on Wednesday to stop a nationwide rail strike by railroad workers, saying Congress needs to intervene to prevent devastating job losses. A rail strike could happen as early as next week. Black Friday shoppers are setting a new record. The National Retail Federation says close to 200 million went shopping from Thanksgiving to Cyber Monday in both store and online. That's up from 179 million last year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Is one of the largest on the planet, and Apple Computer's up there too, right? These are two big behemoths in the tech world, and Musk, of course, now owns Twitter, and he is on the attack against Apple Computer after apparently yesterday or recently, he revealed it yesterday, that apparently Apple Computer told him that he was not going to be allowed, the Twitter app would not be allowed on their platform unless he did something. Let's see here. He says, Apple has threatened to withhold Twitter from its App Store, but won't tell us why. And after that, he then reveals, did you know Apple puts a secret 30% tax on everything you buy through their App Store? And I think a lot of people don't know this. And this is also true about Google, by the way, if I recall correctly. I don't know if Google changed their rate to drop it below Apple, but at one time I believe they both were 30% fees. So anytime you buy something through the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store, most of the time, now there are some minor exceptions. Somebody else argued, oh, well, Apple only charges 15% for companies less than $1 million or something like that. But either way, it's a lot, right? Like, that's a significant...
That is.
Yeah, that's way more than, you know, a credit card processing fee times two, right? Like, that's a credit card... For 30%, that's a credit card processing fee times 10. So that's a huge chunk. It's roughly a third of all the money that people are paying through these app stores, whether it's for a monthly, if you like sign up for an app that costs monthly, they're taking 30% of that. If you buy an app that's a one-time fee, if you make a payment through an app for something in the app, if it's going through Apple's App Store or Google's App Store, they are taking 30%.
That explains why this game I used to play, it existed both as an app and in a browser. But if you bought premium points through the browser, it was significantly cheaper than if you went through the App Store. And a lot of the players hadn't noticed that. I was one of them who had, and I never really thought too much about why. But
exactly why.
It makes sense.
Yep. So Musk, you know, to his credit, he's outing these people. Now, we still haven't heard what exactly it is that Apple wants from him, because they're going to have to tell him at some point, right? Like, well, if you don't do what we say, okay, what are you saying? We'll tell you eventually. They haven't told him yet.
Does he even want to be on the Apple Store? My perception of Apple is a bit jaded, and that's, you know, I think Apple devices are fashion statements, and that the most of the people using them are sort of hipster, progressive-y types. So I suspect they're not too inclined to use Elon Musk's Twitter anyway.
Well, that's a good question. Maybe he feels the same way, and that's why he's willing to throw this against the wall and see if it sticks, see if he can kind of throw his weight around with them.
I bet the BlackBerry store would have him on.
I don't think they exist anymore.
I have no idea if they do or not.
I think BlackBerry went out of business some time ago. Maybe it's gotten picked up and, like, reopened, kind of like Blockbuster. Somebody owns the brand now, but I think they went out of business. But here's a story from the Wall Street Journal.
They didn't have Twitter on their Apple store. On their app store.
Could be. The Wall Street Journal's got a story here about Elon Musk going up against Apple. He says, a cornerstone of the iPhone business empire has set the stage for a potentially bruising battle between the world's richest man and the world's most valuable company. Apple and its chief executive, Tim Cook, have the ability to hold great sway over Twitter's potential success, as the iPhone maker is a major advertiser and tightly controls the software on its app store. In a string of tweets accusing Apple of launching free speech and claiming the tech giant had threatened to kick Twitter off the iPhone, Musk introduced a new wrinkle in Apple's efforts to maintain control over software distribution, acting as a megaphone for critics who say the company holds too much power through its app store. By calling attention to their role as a gatekeeper for the app ecosystem, Musk is picking up the mantle in a years-long fight that developers have waged against Apple and its fees. Musk could bring a new focus to the company from lawmakers and regulators around the world, including politicians who have expressed concern that Silicon Valley is silencing conservative voices. Now, that is not the way to solve this problem. And I have not seen Musk call for that, so that's just the Wall Street Journal speculating that because Musk is talking about this, the politicians would somehow intervene in this.
Knowing what I do of Musk, though, I don't think he would be opposed to it, whether or not he calls for it. I don't think he'd call for it because that's...
He doesn't seem to be a principled libertarian or anything like that. But, you know, whether or not the politicians get involved here, I think that if they do get involved, I don't think that any sort of law is going to affect this situation, because ultimately Apple is not a monopoly. They cannot be regulated as though they are a monopoly. They have competition, right? Google's a competitor in the phone field. I think there used to be a Windows phone. I don't know if Microsoft stopped developing that. I think they might have. But
yeah, that's a good question. Well, it was terrible, so I hope they did.
But there's nothing in theory stopping a third player, maybe Musk himself, from getting involved in the phone business, right, and creating their own...
Well, he can use Android. He doesn't have to create his own operating system. That's one of the few good things that Google has done. When they purchased Android, they didn't close the source like everyone suspected they would. Now, if you make a branching operating system, you have to do certain things if you want the Google Play Store to be installable on your device or to come pre-installed. But
well, he's mad at Google, too. So if he does go this route, I'm guessing he would go and do his own thing and just say, screw the Google Play Store. In that case,
which is fine. There's plenty of, you know, like APK Pure. there's a lot of warnings out there. Oh, you can't download from these third-party sites. But, like, I've done it through all of my life. And as you pointed out earlier, as long as you're not an idiot, you're going to be fine.
So Musk, again, is bringing attention to this. Apple did not respond to requests for comment. Musk says he's losing $4 million a day and facing an advertiser revolt by big brands. That I've heard Apple's included in one of the companies that has quit advertising with Twitter. And is worried, big brands worried about the social media company's content moderation and uncertainty at the company due to executive departures. He's trying to bolster Twitter's subscription business, making it less reliant on advertising, which I think is a smart move.
Absolutely.
On his part, the new Twitter Blue, which is set to give users benefits such as identity verification for a monthly fee, has been delayed, with Musk tentatively promising it will roll out on Friday. Apple stands to collect as much as 30% of revenue from Twitter subscriptions that Mr. Musk has said are set to become a new focal point for the company. The company charges as much as 30% of app purchases or subscriptions placed through the App Store, but their cut of subscriptions falls to 15% after the first year of use. It's still a lot.
What is the selling point here, though? Because I'm not sure I understand it on the Twitter subscription. Well, people, he's asking people to voluntarily pay for something that they've gotten for free forever.
It's kind of weak. The main selling point is the blue check mark, right? There's a lot of people.
But they're taking that away. Now you get the actual notable people who have blue check marks now, they're getting gray check marks or vice versa.
There's something about, from what I understand, and to be fair, I have not followed the ins and outs of this closely. Musk sort of like changes with the wind on this, right? Like he goes one direction and then he kind of goes back another way. But as I understand it, there's the blue check mark and then the gray check mark is for like organizations, right? Isn't there a separate check for?
I'm not sure.
Some sort of aid, like an organization, and then you can be a member of that. Anyway, we're gonna find out. He probably doesn't even know yet on his own. But that's the pitch, right? You get the blue check mark, this coveted blue check mark.
It's not coveted anymore.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, anybody will be able to pay for it. But
you can already pay for it. You just have to pay for, 2,000 followers somewhere on the internet instead of paying Twitter.
It's not that easy to get it. There's the old way, at least. There were a lot of hoops you had to jump through. Like if you were quote-unquote notable or something, you had to have like news articles written about you and stuff like that. So there was a big procedure to kind of get one of these things. And a lot of people just couldn't get it, even though they did meet the requirements. This is Twitter wouldn't give it to them, right? Some leftist is in the office that handles that thing and like, well, just don't want to give it to this right-wing person or whatever. So now you just pay $8 a month and you'll get it. You know, what he could really do to make it valuable, I think, would be to make it so you saw no advertising on Twitter. But they're saying, oh, it'll be reduced advertising. Well, that's not that great.
How reduced?
Yeah, right. What does that mean? 50%? But still, I don't want to pay any ads when I'm on Twitter. And there are already apps you can download that will knock out all of the ads on Twitter without you having to pay a dime. There are some apps that will charge you for it, like, once. More coming up here. This is...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here and bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about Elon Musk going up against another tech behemoth in the form of Apple Computer. Calling them out publicly for their 30% fee that they charge on purchases through their App Store. Meaning that anytime you buy something using Apple's App Store, which you pretty much force you, and any apps that install via the App Store, which is pretty much everything, 30% is going to Apple.
See, that's what I think is wrong. Like, I know they got their legal shenanigans, that they've got all of that lined up. But once you buy a device, if you're not leasing it from your mobile carrier, as a lot of people do, but once you paid it off, whatever, once you have that device, it should be yours for you to do whatever you want to it. And I feel like companies shouldn't be... I don't want to say they shouldn't be allowed, because who's going to stop them, but they shouldn't have the habit of trying to curtail that process and put roadblocks in your way to keep you from controlling your device. If it's your iPhone and you bought it for $1,400 or whatever from, you know, the T-Mobile store, you should be able to put whatever software you want
on
it.
I agree, but Apple has always been like this. I mean, this is
they're not the only ones. I mean, it goes all the way back to, like, NES and probably before that to VHS.
Well, no, I'm talking about Apple being in total control over their devices goes back as long as I can remember. The Macintosh computer, for instance, you can't just go on... Nowadays, they have something called the Hackintosh, but it's not easy to do this, right? Like, generally... You cannot just go to a computer store or Newegg or wherever and buy computer parts and create a Macintosh computer. You have to buy them pre-assembled from Apple, and when it goes bad, something breaks over the computer, you can't just open the thing up and repair it yourself. They have proprietary like tools that are required. They actually lock these things down, and unless you are a Apple certified repair person, whatever, which means you're paying them for the ability to repair their products, then you ain't getting into it. I mean, maybe if you took a sledgehammer to it or something like that. These things are difficult as hell. The last time I ever tried, and I doubt they've changed since I've seen.
I mean, there's a reason that I don't own any Apple devices.
Right.
And it's that if I buy, hardware, I should be able to put whatever software on it that I want.
Agreed. Apple, of course, would argue it's their perspective, and it's a legitimate perspective in that, as you pointed out, it's their company, and they can run it how they want to.
Yes, but once they sell you that device, it's your device.
Sure, but they also have the software running on the device, and that effectively locks it down to, letting in. And they don't want to let in. And their argument would essentially be, I think, that, hey, Apple's for ease of use. We want, grandma to be able to get in here with her one-button mouse and be able to, have a word processor and her other things. And she doesn't need to be downloading questionable software. So we at Apple will vet all software available through the Apple Store, and we will make it so that everything is safe for grandma or whoever else it is that, doesn't want to pay attention to the things they're doing, that doesn't want to learn things, that just wants to have a round off the corners computer experience. And they would say that opening up their system to anything would technically open their system up to all kinds of problems that
I
could
would
come
disagree,
from anything.
And I like that idea in theory, and certainly they can do that, and they should do that. There's plenty of market for that. However, jailbreaking your iPhone should be no more difficult than unlocking developer mode on Android. Mm-hmm. You go to unlock the ability to actually put whatever software you want on your phone. To get rid of the Apple controller, you should just have to go to settings, click a button seven times, and say, yes, I understand the risks. Let's go.
Right.
It should be that simple. Instead, you've got to risk bricking your device. And
they don't want people like us on their system.
No, that's why we're not on their systems, though. But still, I mean, imagine how many more customers they could have. Because I don't necessarily mind their operating system. The UI may be better. I'm used to Android, and anytime someone hands me their iPhone, I'm like, I don't know how to make this do what I want it to do. take this thing back. However, it may be superior. I'll never know.
I'll never find out. Yeah. Let's go to Major Payne. He's on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Hey, guys. The first thing that pops into my head is this guy's last name, Musk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys probably haven't considered, but that's the scent gland on every mammal. And he seems to want to leave his stink on everything.
All right.
Well, and I don't deny him that. And he approaches life with the same mindset I think I got. I've been accused of not beating around the bush. And I say, well, you're right. I'll just jump right in the middle of that damn thing and stomp it down.
Okay.
That's what a gorilla does, make a bed, right? But if he wants to sink his teeth into the tires of this garbage truck that is the Internet and let some air out of it, I'm all good with that. I think it's high time.
Can you explain what you mean with that analogy?
That's an interesting...
Well, he just needs to be the biggest junkyard dog. And I have known some junkyard dogs that will attack trucks.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like the color of the truck or the uniform. I knew a German Shepherd that got flopped around three times one time.
No, I understand dogs, chasing and biting tires. What I don't understand is, what would Musk be doing that would be taking a bite out of these tires?
Well, he's going to try to consume 20% of the Internet or so.
No, Internet doesn't work like that. Elon Musk isn't going to eat the Internet. that doesn't happen.
No, he's going to eat the Internet, but he's trying to consume bits and pieces.
What do you mean by that, though? When you say consume it, what do you mean?
Moon.
Huh?
He already has his mark on the moon. He's got the cars. And, like I said, the man leaves his mark.
Okay, yeah, he may leave spark in that, you know, Twitter's got its a lot of people on it and all that, and people talking about it. But it's
Charles Manson also left a mark.
He's not going to deflate the internet. I guess that's what I'm saying. The internet is going to be fine, with or without Elon Musk doing the things that he does.
No, but it doesn't hurt my feelings any that they might have to pull over the tire.
Thank you, Major, for the call. I think that particular analogy is a lost on.
I think he's had a huge impact on the internet and the development of the internet. Just like, for better or worse, Mark Zuckerberg has had a profound impact on the growth of the internet.
Well, Jack Dorsey said he was sorry for what he did with Twitter. He was sorry for, he came out after he resigned as CEO. I don't think he started the company. I think he was approved as a CEO at some point. But he said he was sorry for what he did by centralizing Twitter. Like, he ultimately is interested in decentralization now,
right.
But he wasn't at the time.
I don't think he should be sorry, because I think the centralization of Twitter and the censorship that we've seen as a result of it and just this chaos surrounding it in general was good for society, so that we learned the importance of decentralization.
Yeah, but it would have happened anyway. I mean, you still would have had Facebook. You still would have had these other centralized platforms. It would have been interesting had Twitter gone in some sort of decentralized direction earlier on and seen what that built. Because, you know, with the decentralized alternatives like Mastodon, there's no real large audience on Mastodon. I mean, there's some Mastodons that have a decent amount of people on them, but there's nothing like the size of Twitter. Right. So,
oh Lord, no.
What would that have resulted in?
You would have to find a way to monetize it if you were doing that, because I don't know what the specs are on our server that's running it, but it couldn't handle, you know, 80 million users.
Twitter has not had any monetization of any of which to speak. They're losing money, and they've never made a single dime.
But they had that money to lose.
Well, they have investors' money.
Ah, yeah.
Investors who apparently don't care about making money and only cared about, like, having a leftist platform.
And that's the critical thing here, because that is the case. Someone was Twitter, and they didn't care that it continually lost money.
Mm-hmm.
It was
care about losing money.
Yes, this was almost certainly a government organization secretly funding Twitter. I don't know how else it could have been.
Or it could have been Soros types that just don't mind throwing money at activism.
Does even Soros and his types have that amount of money?
He's got a lot of money. I mean, I don't know how much, but he's a billionaire, I believe. So Twitter is going up against Apple with Elon Musk calling out not just Apple. He also made a post today saying, talking about these gatekeepers. He says it's a real problem. Apple and Google effectively control access to most of the internet via their app stores. So statements like that, it does make you wonder if Musk has something he wants to do about it, because he's that kind of guy and he can afford to do things like that. But in the Apple App Store review guidelines, one of the earliest warnings the company makes is that apps, quote, should not include content that is offensive, insensitive, upsetting, intended to disgust, and exceptionally poor taste, or just plain creepy. That's what Apple says.
That's a wide range of content.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. So,
and it's way too subjective.
Yeah, and so now Apple is apparently telling Twitter that they're going to pull them from the App Store, but they have not yet said why that is. We'll tell you something else that Apple did to harm the protesters in China.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.